the extract.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Okay, here we go. Your dial set correctly to US.com. We're delighted you're here. 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts free. Emerging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast at Genesis. I'm delighted, absolutely delighted to introduce Art. I'm delighted to introduce our new... What was that? Okay. I'm delighted to introduce our newest USAprepares.com instructor, Erin Dakins. Now, she's a broadcaster, and she's on Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday from 10 o'clock to midnight. That would be Central Time. She's a graduate of Purdue University. She's a registered veterinary technician. She's been in practice for 25 years, then she retired. She's now a broadcaster with us. And welcome, Erin Dakins. Are you there?
Awesome people.
Hey, I think you missed the introduction. You got disconnected, right?
Nope, I was still here.
Okay, great. Okay, Tom whispered in my ear that that you were reconnecting. But anyway, Erin, it's delightful having you on the broadcast with us. And there's something that's going on that's just not traditional. You and Dr. Lorraine Hurley and Sam Bushman and some others are on each other's broadcasts, and we are sharing information across programs. It's not often done. And one of the reasons that we're doing it is the cause is so big. The cause for liberty and freedom and the restoration of America, which we're all trying to achieve, is so big that we have joined forces. And we think it's the right thing to do. And we're delighted doing it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you're right. I think it's time that everybody put their egos maybe in the closet and locked it and humbled themselves a little bit and worked together, because we are at war right now. It's just a lot of the mainstream people. There's not shots being fired all the time. Well, unless you count the police state with all the police shootings, but there's really not tanks on your streets, and it's not a conventional war, but we are at war. And if we don't work together, we're a lost cause.
You're talking about we're at war, and Mike Parsons is a USAprepares.com instructor, and he's in jail right now. He's a farmer, former Federal Express commercial pilot. He supported the war on drugs as a pilot for the United States Air Force Civil Air Patrol, and he's in jail. And they raided his farm, and I got a call from him last night from jail, from prison, and he said it was a real raid. How was it a real raid? Well, he said a truck showed up at his farm outside his gate and had blacked out windows. And he kind of looked over and he saw three guys in the back of the truck with body armor, battle dress uniforms. Then he saw four squad cars in addition. Then he saw an animal control truck. Then he saw a Cage truck. And then he saw Donna Turner from Tipton County dressed for the cameras. They raided his farm. They were there to inspect his animals. Dressed as a SWAT team. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine?
Well, unfortunately, anymore I can. It keeps happening. It keeps happening all the time. It's ridiculous.
It does, and we're being tased into we're being killed by tasers, by these out of control police, these thugs. But you know, they came to his farm saying that they were checking on the welfare of his animals, and they wanted to investigate a report that he was being cruel to animals. So they show up like a SWAT team. You know, I would think that in my county, and I would hope this would be the case, that if my sheriff got a report, he would call me up and say, "Hey, Vinny, I got this report. Is there any basis to this?" You know, and I would think I would be able to say, "Sheriff, come on, you've been to the farm. Do you really think that's the case?" And then if he said, "Well, Vinny, I have to look," I'd say, "Well, come on, come and look." But I wouldn't expect him to bring the entire force armed, ready for a gunfight, you know, a shootout, an invasion, a Waco incident, a Ruby Ridge. I wouldn't expect him to do that. I mean, why would he? Well, Mike Parsons told me last night that he ran for office, and we've talked about this, and he said that it was reported that he won a significant position in his county. And he was going to audit the county if he won. The TV said the night of the election that he won. The next morning, the numbers were reversed and he lost. And he told me that he believes, last night he said, he believes the reason that he's in jail is because they're afraid he's going to run again and win. And they want to make sure. They want to make sure that he can't run. Isn't that interesting? If he's right, isn't that the height of criminal activity?
Well, it seems to be par for the course of the country. It's like all the communities are backwards. It's like the old, you know, the good old boy network. They want to be able to keep moving money through their county and greasing their own pockets.
Well, I've seen it. I've seen it in Virginia. I used to have a computer company, and the county called me up, and they said, "Hey, Vinny, we need a printer." And I said, "Okay, what are your specifications, and I'll bid on it." And they said, "Just bring it. Bring a really good one." And I said, "Are you serious? I can't do that. You have to bid this." They wanted me to just bring a computer. And then, and when I was servicing the county at one time, I heard them get on the phone, and they just said, call Jimmy or Joey or whatever the guy's name was that had the appliance store in town. And they said, "Hey, we need a refrigerator, you know, a nice one. Bring us a nice refrigerator so we can put our lunch and, you know, cold drinks in there." And I was listening to this. I didn't hear anything about any bids. It was a good old boy network at work. Just bring us a refrigerator. No question about, how about this model, this make, this model? How much is it going to cost? Call around for 3 telephone bids? No. It was just bring us a refrigerator. A nice one. Can you imagine?
Isn't that the mafia?
Can you imagine? Well, it's I would guess that would be called the Backwoods Mafia. I guess that would be called the Redneck Mafia. Mm-hmm. That would be called the Good Old Boy Network.
Yep.
And I saw that in the 90s. That's just probably, nothing compared to what's going on right now. Well, I got a text just before the broadcast asking if we could give Mike Parsons' address, so that if you would like to write a letter to Mike Parsons, who is in jail right now, and I confirmed it just before the broadcast, I called the Tipton County Sheriff's Office in Tipton County, Tennessee. So here's his address. If you'd like to send a note to Mike, maybe cheer him up, because he might be there for a while. 1801 South College Street, 1801 South College Street, Covington, Covington, Tennessee, TN, 38019. So you'd want to address that to Mike Parsons, P-A-R-S-O-N-S, Tipton County Jail, 1801 South College Street, Covington, Tennessee, 38019. I'm sure he'd appreciate it if you'd send him a note. Expect that anything that you say will be read prior to him receiving it. So keep that in mind. Erin Dakins, you have extensive experience in preparedness. You have been involved in the veterinarian industry, or the veterinary industry, for a quarter of a century. And you've seen diseases, and you've seen what... You've seen probably medicines that will work for humans that are sold for animals. And why don't we talk about preparedness in medicine? What should we have? What do you think we should have as people who are interested in preparedness and survival?
Sure, Vinny, we could talk about that. Most of the medicines that are used in the animal industry are human, a lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot is the same. Our anatomy is fairly similar, believe it or not. They may have walk on four legs, but, you know, it's okay because they have kidneys and they have a liver and they have an intestinal tract similar to ours. So it all kind of works the same. They're susceptible to the same infections that we are. What I found out is conventional medicine is not always the answer. The vaccines are actually killing the animals. The pet food industry is a sham. It's been taken over by a lot of big corporations that want their little slice of the pie in that. So, and the best way to do that is to increase their profit margins by putting diseased, decaying, dead, like roadkill dead, animals in their dog food. So that just almost made me want to vomit when I read all that and discovered that. And these were dog food companies and cat food companies that I thought were really good. I've learned the hard way that they're not. So you have to be very, very cautious if you love your pet, what food you're feeding your pet. And that's probably a whole nother show right there, Vinny. But for preparedness...
Okay, I'll tell you what, hold it right there, because that, you bring up a really good point. And then we'll talk about medicines. When we come back, I want to put an exclamation point on what you just said. I believe I heard you say roadkill goes into animal food. You are absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I know for a fact. And I'll tell you how I know when we come back. Class, you won't believe it. When you hear what I've got to say about that, seeing it firsthand, you won't believe it.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Aaron Dakins is with us, and I wanted to share this with you, Aaron. I don't know if you know this or not, but many years ago when I lived in Virginia, I had a computer manufacturing company, and because of that, we manufactured computers for hospitals and dental offices, manufacturing companies, concrete manufacturing companies, schools, government agencies, government offices, and many varied types of businesses. And because I was in the computer arena, I got to hear the stories about how the types of businesses they'd share with me how their operations work so I could build a computer network and systems and custom programs for them. So one of the companies was a protein company. And what they had was a fleet of trucks that had these large vats on the back of the truck. So think of it as a cylinder with an open top, the full width of the truck with a hoist. And they would go up and they would pick up roadkill. So the highway department say, yeah, it's dead deer, and they'd go pick it up. Or if cows died, or there was a massive chicken die-off from one of these chicken farms that had, you know, maybe 5,000 birds, and the power failed and the chickens overheated and died, and they'd pick them up. So they had dead cows, dead dogs, dead cats, euthanized animals, cancerous animals, you name it, dead animals. They'd pick them up and they would bring them back to the rendering plant where they would grind them up. They would grind up these dead animals and they would heat them up in a vat, and it was called rendering. And that slurry is the protein that goes into dog and cat food.
You got it. That's right. But then add in, oh, wait, all euthanized cats and dogs, too, to the mix.
Yes. Yes.
And that, you know, you inject the animal when you euthanize it or put it to sleep. You inject we use sodium pentobarbital is what we use. It's very quick, it's painless, very, very concentrated. I mean, it's so concentrated, it's real thick, okay? And that that's in the animals, then you euthanize them and render them, and that is still there. It doesn't cook off. So not only you've got animals that have died from cancer and everything else in there, and roadkill, so who long knows how long it's set out on the road, or mass die-offs like you talked about. You've got euthanized pets in there. They also will take dogs and cats that have been used in the medical industry for their testing. So you get a lot of really weird stuff in there as well, and that's what goes into your dog food.
Yeah, and Aaron, I don't know the answer. I mean, it'd be great to be able to have so much wealth that we could buy organic beef for our carnivores.
Right.
You know, for our dogs and for our cats. But it's not possible unless we have an unlimited wallet. And okay. I don't. And I don't know any, none of my friends do.
No. I mean, the best thing to feed your animals would be fresh raw beef, fresh raw chicken, organic, free ranged animals that were humanely slaughtered, or killed. That would be the best way to totally feed your animals, because your dogs are omnivores. They do need a little bit of vegetables, that kind of thing, grasses, that kind of thing. Cats are carnivores. They're supposed to be eating a strictly a meat diet. And now you see these new, quote-unquote, dog food and cat food companies that are wanting your cats and dogs to suddenly become vegan. Because, that's the big push for humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your dog and cat is not going to do well on a vegan diet. I promise you, they are going to die much younger than if they had their true diet. Right now, most of us are faced with having to feed our animals the processed dog and cat food. You just have to do your report, listeners, and do your own homework and figure out what's the best that you can afford to feed your pets. I do recommend supplementing with a good quality vitamin and mineral supplement. I just do. I really actually do like Youngevity's. They have one called Arthrodex, and I like that because it's got probiotics in it. It's got a lot of the amino acids in it, and I give that to all my animals. I think that's critical, and I think it's going to be very, very critical, too, when the poop hits the fan that they have those essentials.
Yeah, I talked to Joel Wallach, and I told him that I was giving our pets Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and he said Arthrodex, and that's what we do. Same thing. We use that for our animals. And I can't believe how much we spent on animal feed last year. I'll tell you when we come back. Aaron Dakins.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's That's ALKAVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Aaron Dakins is with us, and we're talking about animals, and we're talking about what goes into dog and cat food, and we're talking about roadkill. No kidding, seriously. And I just saw we're preparing our taxes, and I just saw how much we spent on just dog and cat food, these, you know, 40-pound bags. We buy them six at a time, and we buy the premium. And we get a discount because we buy so much. So we don't pay exactly the same price that you pay if you buy one bag at a time. I think we get a few percent off if we buy, not a lot, just a few percent off if we buy six bags at a time. So that's 240 pounds at a time of dog food and cat food. And our expense last year was $1,400 for bagged dog and cat food. That does not include cows, okay? This is just dog and cats. But we give, and I was kind of surprised. I thought it was, you know, about 1,000, but I didn't think it was 40% more than that. But we do give our dogs Arthrodex. So, and that's a longevity product. So if you're interested, if you go to usapreparedness.com, I put a post up during the break. You can click on that usapreparedness.com team. It'll take you right to it. If you're interested, you can sign up and pay the same prices that we do. Aaron, your thoughts?
Well, you're right. And here's the thing. When you think about the food they sell to humans for consumption, we know mm-hmm. that it leads to multiple different illnesses, diseases in people. The same can be said for the animal kingdom. They sell the crap food because they know, oh, wait, the veterinarians are going to make a lot of money by doing that. Same with the vaccines. You know, you vaccinate an animal, you screw up the immune system of that pet for life. So it's like an open check to take care of your pet. That it's the same process. Now, the thing is, I've heard a lot of people in the preparedness industry talk about putting dog and cat food back. You cannot safely store a lot of dog and cat food endlessly. It goes rancid. Okay, there's just really, I could not figure any way, unless you just do canned food. Well, tons and tons of, you know, when you got a lot of dogs, like Vinny and I do, we live on farms. I can't store enough canned food. It would take up half my barn. I can't do that. What we came to realize is we're going to store the storable food, the freeze-dried food. We're just going to feed our animals what we eat. That was the best way I could come up with doing that. But we've got to be able to add vitamins and minerals to that. So you can store Arthrodex. They can take the Tangy Tangerine. They can take the OsteoFX. It doesn't matter. I don't care what you get. They're going to need it, just like humans are. That's the biggest thing in prepping that the humans overlook, is you've got to have things put back that have the vitamins and minerals, because you may not be eating real well when things mm-hmm. finally come apart in America.
Well, we keep a minimum of 240 pounds of, you know, the dry dog food. But when the supply chain stops, it's a real problem. And yes, we do have cans of food, and yes, we do have freeze-dried food, and that is the plan. That, and we have even pasta that we can mm-hmm. cook up. It's going to be tough for everybody. There's no question about it, including the animals. Mm-hmm. And you know, We have cat. Every animal on our farm has a job. I mean, they literally have a job. The chickens eat the ticks and the bugs all around the farmhouse to keep the insect population down. They love grasshoppers, and they lay eggs. And then we and the dogs, and even the cats, have scrambled eggs. Well, the cats are in the barns and in in the buildings, and they patrol all around the farmhouse, and they eat mice. Mm-hmm. And you know, they look healthier when they eat other animals. I'm talking about the cats, even the dogs. Their coats look healthier.
Yes,
our dogs are on patrol all the time looking for armadillos. And they find them, and they kill them. And actually, you know, I don't want to see the destruction of life. But the armadillos dig holes, and the cows step in the holes and break their legs, and it's a real problem. Mm-hmm. Well, the dogs have kept the armadillo population at bay, at least, you know, on our farm. And their coats really look healthy when they eat as they were designed to eat. No question about it. And I've noticed that if we were to feed, and we've over the last 30 years, we've tried, you know, many of these dog food brands. And we found out that their hair falls out on some of them. And we switched dog food and brands, and we switched the type of meal that's in them. And they may do better and they may not. But if you look at your animal's coat and they look unhealthy, that's a sign that they're unhealthy.
That's right. That's it.
But I don't know what the answer is, because remember that dog food recall of many years ago, and dogs were dying? It was all traced back to a company called Menu Foods in Canada. Now, Menu Foods, probably two-thirds of the brands of dog food, your favorite brand, probably came from Menu, regardless of what the package said. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They made most of the dog food.
They have recalls all the time on dog food, on treats. It's ridiculous. Surely.
Well, there's a company, treats coming from China. Yeah, and they come from the same factory in China, and they have different names. There's a company in Missouri, probably 40 or 50 miles from our farm. And what they do is they have this warehouse floor, and they somehow either they buy or they're donated to them out-of-date snack foods, potato chips, you know, corn chips, corn doodles, whatever you want to call those things, all kinds of snack foods. They take those snack foods, they open the packages and dump them out on this factory floor. Then they scoop them up and they process it into pet food. So things that, we've been told by Dr. Norman Shealy right here on the broadcast, absolutely don't eat this trash. We're giving that to our dogs and cats in without knowing it.
That's right.
Without knowing that that's the kind of the filler that goes into dog and cat food. Have you ever, class, have you ever read the labels of dog and cat food? There are items in there that are not pronounceable.
It's pretty
really?
Bad. It's pretty bad, yeah. I especially like the meat byproducts and the meat fillers. That
yeah, what is a meat byproduct?
It's the rendered meat.
Yeah. And let me tell you this. The ladies who worked at this rendering plant that I was talking about, because I was on site there, they were all hairy. Extra hairy.
That's creepy.
Well, really, they were. I mean, I'm not saying they were like some of these guys that you see with these hairy chests. I'm not saying that. But their arms had way, way, way more hair. And they would say, look at this. And they said that it's because of the protein in the air from the rendering, which was, you know, the next building over, or they would go to the rendering plant. It would land on their skin. And it would be the equivalent of fertilizer to the hair on their skin. They had beautiful, beautiful skin. And no one got sick. They were very, very healthy. But they were really hairy.
Huh.
I mean, really hairy.
I'll pass, thanks.
And they said, well, that's what they told me, and I saw it. So, Aaron Dakins, animal medicines. Let's talk about preparedness and what should we have. Should we have some animal medicines for our animals, and maybe we should have them available, the same medicines for us in our preparedness kit?
I think so. There's a lot of preppers again on this cook about tetracyclines and whatnot and the stuff you could buy for fish tanks.
Uh-huh.
I'll go with natural antibiotics. That's a whole other story. But there is one critical thing that I think people need. I'm not really into the whole chemical thing, but sometimes it is needed. When I was in practice, we used a product, and I'm sure you've probably used it already, Vinny. It's called chlorhexidine. The brand name is Novasan. And it's a blue color, or a kind of a dark green, depends on which company you get it from. It's a disinfectant. It can be used on anything. On the body, in the body, the only place that you cannot use it on a body is in the eyes. That, I think, right there is most critical. It will disinfect your instruments if you have to suture somebody or some animal. It will disinfect the site. It will flush wounds. You can irrigate wounds. You can irrigate the abdomen. You can irrigate muscle tissue. It doesn't matter. You can irrigate with it and clean it and disinfect it. You can disinfect the table if you have to do what we call tabletop surgery or ditch medicine. I think that one product is going to save a lot of lives. I have used it for years, never had a problem. I used it on my kids when they were little. I don't know about you, but if I get cut real bad, don't come near me with a bottle of alcohol peroxide because I'll probably hit you. In that whole story, you know, peroxide doesn't sting. I'm here to tell you it does sting, and it stings really bad. And I'm pretty tough, but there's sometimes I don't want that poured in my wound. The chlorhexidine does not sting. I think people should have a couple bottles of that back so that they can do whatever they need. I also think that people need to get suture kits. And you could go to Amazon right now and order suture and suture kits. And that's a whole other, you know, I've given demonstrations on that, too, at talks on how to suture and how to take care of lacerations. I think it's critical that people learn this now while they can, because in the event that America does kind of fall apart at the seams, you're not going to have veterinary care. You're not going to have human care. There's probably not going to be dock in the boxes or emergency rooms. You've got to take care of these things on your own, and you better learn how to do it. And it's not complicated, and it's not difficult, but you've got to know how to do it.
At the last Get Prepared Expo, we had a class. It was right on the right on the expo floor where we taught how to suture. Dr. David Pruitt, an emergency room doctor from the West Coast, flew out with his wife, and they taught this class on how to suture. We went to the supermarket, and we bought pig's feet. We bought every pig's foot they had, and they're like, what are you guys doing? So we taught that class, and it was great. And chlorhexidine, we used it 2 days ago. When we pulled the calf from its mama, there's a chain. Think of it like a choker collar chain that you might have for a dog. Well, it's a long chain, and what you do is you wrap that around the calf's foot that's stuck in his mama, and then there's an apparatus that you use to really slowly ease that calf out. But before you put that chain on, you disinfect it and you sterilize it, and chlorhexidine is what we used. Right. So you're absolutely right. You're right. Aaron Dakins and I'll be right back when we come after these short commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, they're talking about a rare phenomenon. It's called thunder sleet. Thunder, S-L-E-E-T. The Northeast is being hit by this. Left 800,000 without power, killed 21, grounded 14,000 flights this week. And as a matter of fact, we set a record for the number of flights canceled. Since December, 75,000 flights have been canceled due to storms. Mm-hmm. 14,000 this week. This is the greatest number of flights that have been canceled since the federal government has started collecting that data starting back in the winter of 1987 and 1988. So it's pretty serious, and you need to be prepared. And Erin Dakins has a thought. I'd love for her to share with us about preparedness, food versus toilet paper. What are your thoughts, Erin?
All right. We're going to run out of time. But here it is, real succinctly. You know, you can't store up enough toilet paper. And hygiene is critical. If you don't have proper hygiene, if everything is shut down and we've hit the worst case scenario, it's Mad Max, you're holed up in your house or whatever, you got to be able to take care of your potty habits. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. There's a couple things that I came up with. One, I don't buy toilet paper. I buy wash rags. Number two, I have Brad, my husband's mother, save all of her ice cream buckets, you know, the big buckets with the little handle. Everybody's going to have their own bucket. It's going to have some water. You're going to have some wash rags. You're going to have those really pretty but functional latex yellow gloves, okay? You know, the kind that women use to do dishes. So their hands stay pretty. Mm-hmm. Have a lot of those. Everybody has mm-hmm. their own. Now, you can wash up after you potty. You can wash your rags out, hang them up to dry. I do have a way to help disinfect it. I'll get to that in a second. There's also these little squeeze bottles that are called a portable bidet. You can get them on Amazon. Order you some, because you can also rinse off really well that way. I think that's critical. Now, because you may be using a compost toilet in your house. If you live in a country, you can flush it. If you've got water, you can flush your toilet down your septic system if you've got enough water. You can also, I don't know how you feel about this, Vinny, but I feel like I survived most of my childhood and adult living in town with chlorinated water, okay? Now, bleach yeah. typically does not have a shelf life very long. That's what people don't know. Pool shock does. Pool shock is a granular form. It is calcium hypochlorite. You want the kind with no algicide in it. You need to use gloves when you mix this up. I'm going to throw out a dilution. You may have to go back on archives to get it, because I'm going to throw it out real fast. This is what I feel like we can disinfect our wash rags with, okay? You add a heaping teaspoon of this pool shock to 2 gallons of water. This solution will be a lot like bleach. Use one part of this solution to 100 parts of water that need to be treated. You need to allow it 30 minutes to sit. Then you could put your rags in it, soak them, clean them, then rinse them really well, hang them up to dry, and reuse them. That's Aaron's idea that I came up with because I can't stock or have enough room to stock enough toilet paper.
I have a total agreement with you. I just like to put out one word of caution. Sodium hypochlorite is a fantastic oxidizer. And if you have it in the granular form, and sawdust. Let's say you use this this bucket that it comes in. A lot of times you might buy it in a pail or a bucket, like a 5 gallon bucket, to treat a pool. Well, if sawdust were to go fall into that, you will have a fire like you've never seen. I've seen it, and it's horrific. And not only will you have a fire, but you will have a chlorine fire.
That's right.
Which is a killer.
That's right.
So
and don't breathe the fumes when you mix it up either.
That's right. There you go. Outside. Outside is where you want to do it. And don't breathe the fumes. Aaron Dakins, fabulous, fabulous information. I'm looking forward to having you back again and again and again. And you know what? You are so calm. I wish I could be as calm as you on the radio. I've got...
don't get me riled up, Vinny. I can go on a tear, too. Thanks for having me today, Vinny. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Aaron Dakins, The Truth Traveler, thetruthtraveler.com, Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight, Central Time. We'll be back right after the top of the hour. Deborah Tavares, she's going to unload. You need to hear it. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.